Only the strong.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. In good economic times, even flawed companies can stay afloat because there's enough demand. But now we're in a period of survival of the fittest, and Sony isn't looking so healthy. Today, Sony said it might post a record loss, its first loss in 14 years. Sony has fallen behind Apple in portable music, behind Nintendo in video games, and is losing money on flat-screen TVs. To trim down, Sony plans to cut 30% of its personnel costs in the next year, and that, of course, means layoffs. It's been a while since the stock markets had a good day, but finally they're bouncing back a bit. In Asia, the markets had gains across the board, about 2% in Japan. European shares are up about 2% so far. The Dow is at 8228. It gained 279 points yesterday, about 3.5%. The NASDAQ climbed 66, which is a 4.5% gain. Congress has started work on the $825 billion stimulus package. But already, Republicans are raising objections. Today, two committees will debate the tax cuts and the infrastructure spending. More on that from John Dimsdale.
The House Ways and Means Committee must sign off on the tax cuts in the stimulus package. The proposal would give workers a payroll tax credit of as much as $1,000 a year for married couples. Democrats say people are likely to spend that money because it increases their take-home pay. But Republican Kevin Brady, a Ways and Means member from Texas, doesn't think so.
It really won't stimulate the economy. I mean, I think that for an average worker, it gives you $1.35 a day more in your paycheck, yet it gives a family almost $7,000 in added debt because of the spending.
The bulk of that spending is for traditional infrastructure like highways and public transportation. But there are also a variety of energy, science, and technology projects like broadband networks for underserved areas. Those will be taken up today by the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Republicans say it'll take years before such spending creates jobs. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The U.S. solar industry has enjoyed phenomenal growth the past couple years, but suddenly things don't look as sunny. Sarah Gardner has more on that from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
OptiSolar, Evergreen Solar, Heliovolt, SpectraWatt, hardly household names, but they've all confirmed layoffs, factory closings, or construction delays. OSRA, a well-financed solar thermal company in California, has reportedly laid off workers as well. Roan Resch leads the industry's main trade group.
We are in the midst of a recession, and the solar industry is not immune to the downturn in the economy. And we expect a real heavy downturn in the solar energy industry in 2009.
Solar panel maker OptiSolar says it laid off nearly half its California workforce after failing to attract enough private financing. A spokesman blamed it on investors' current aversion to risk. Analysts say other firms are having trouble getting loans or expanded too quickly. Resch's group is currently lobbying Congress to rethink solar investment tax credits in favor of grants. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
This hasn't been a good week for financial stocks. Investors are dumping bank shares left and right because they can't see a prosperous future in the banks. There's been little success with the government's bailout, and shareholders have to be thinking the taxpayers will come first and not them. So that's prompted some discussion about nationalizing the banks. We're joined by our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, we've sunk billions into the banks, but aren't we already on the way to nationalization?
Well, we have, what term should we use? Creeping nationalization. If you think about with Bank of America and Citigroup, and we have a stake in these big banks and they're too big to fail. So we had this creeping nationalization. But we also had the sense, Scott, that we need something different, a different program, that we're moving back toward this world of haphazard, ad hoc rescues, shifting from crisis to crisis. And so this is why, is it the right move to nationalize the U.S. banking system, that essentially the government, you and I, become the owner of the banking system in order to shore it up?
How could we do it?
Well, you know, one of the reasons why it seems far-fetched is we have a very large, very diverse banking system. And plus, we also have credit unions that are really part of our banking system. And this is what's having people struggle a little bit. You know, what would nationalization look like here? Do you just nationalize the really big ones, the ones that are too big to fail? Mm-hmm. But then how does that affect the ones that aren't going to be nationalized? And here's the nub of the problem. Banks have a lot of really bad assets. So there are a couple of solutions. One is isolate them, right? Put them in some sort of bad bank or something like that. So you put a ring around them. Another one is to say, you know, we just can't figure this out. So what we're going to do is just have the government nationalize the banking system and we'll recapitalize the banking system this way. We'll bring money into it. We'll get rid of the bad assets. We'll dress them up and we'll sell them back to the private sector.
Yeah, I could imagine, though, Chris, that doing this would be A, very, very costly, and B, those toxic assets are scary and we could plunge ourselves even further into problems.
But the thing is, you need to do something, right? No one wants the government to own the banks. But the feeling is growing that we have to consider this, that that may be a precondition of getting private capital to come into the banking system again.
Is there enough support for that idea?
No, I don't think there's enough support for that idea. I think there's a discussion going on among the elites. It's going on among the economists. It's out there. It's being discussed. But no, I still don't see support in the United States for nationalization of the banking system. No.
Okay, our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Share your opinions with us at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.